Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Insightful words to help your today be the beginning for a better tomorrow.
The door swung open, pushed wide by the EMT team at the hospital emergency room. All present felt a heightened tension. Then the stretcher appeared with a lady surrounded by the emergency team. She was very pale, covered lightly in a sheet with an oxygen mask in place. Everyone's focus was on saving a life threatened by a myocardial infarction, what you and I call a heart attack. An elderly gentleman then entered and was directed to the admittance desk for incoming patients. He appeared dazed by what was happening around him, but dutifully went to those handling hospital admittance for his wife, who was already in the skilled care of doctors and nurses. He looked at me, the only person in the emergency room lounge, with sad and frightened eyes. He seemed to be almost begging for help to save the most precious thing in his life, now behind those doors clinging to life. I heard the husband tell the lady taking information, "I'm on Medicare, but she's a year shy because they changed the age to go on it, I think. We had a policy, but I don't know if we do or not under all this new stuff. Called him, but couldn't get through, and then when I did, with my kids' help, I don't really know what I got and what I don't." The admittance lady with a job to do was both kind and concerned, trying to help a distracted man who could concentrate only on his wife's status and not forms. I felt sorry for both. In those moments of emergency, everyone on the hospital staff, the EMTs, and the family had only one purpose, and it was to save a woman's life. The husband came and sat down beside me with a sigh and said, "I don't know what I'd do without her. She's my life." I couldn't speak as my eyes became moist. To everyone's relief, a hospital staff person came out and reported a positive status. To those who manned the ambulances and emergency rooms, thank you for being on call. And thank goodness we have you, the equipment, and the facilities to provide professional services for those in need. I'm blessed to have had for many years my wife Connie as my Valentine, but this year I'm also especially blessed to have seen a man truly thankful that he and his helpmate can celebrate, not just one day this year, but every minute of every day. Go beyond cards and candy and give hugs and prayers of thanks for both your Valentine and the breath of life that allows you to share this special day together. Happy Valentine's.
Remember, you can email me at hwwshow@hwwshow.com or go to nsc24.com.
Gasoline, diesel, and taxes are sky high and dollars are scarce. How can you save on health? Join the NSC Club and save 24% on every purchase with free shipping. Want more? A free bottle of what you order from the NSC Club is yours when you join. And no forgetting, your health products come to you regularly each month. Best of all, it's free to join. Save now on your NSC products. Join the NSC Club by calling 888-541-3997 today for big savings tomorrow.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Frank Jordan's commentary is brought to you by NSC. Call 888-541-3997 or go to nsc24.com to get Frank's free gift for you of an NSC glucan sample valued at $15, with free shipping, too. To join the NSC Club or to purchase NSC products, call 888-541-3997 or go to nsc24.com.
This is Frank Jordan, saying go in good faith and good health and be healthy, wealthy, and wise.